Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli forces have again targeted residential areas in Rafah. Gaza's health ministry says at least 12 people were killed in the latest attack on the city. More than 1.5 million people are taking shelter there. The Israeli military's continued strikes ignore the UN Security Council's resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. While local charities are doing their best to provide much-needed aid, hundreds of thousands of people are going hungry in Gaza. And during this fasting month of Ramadan, displaced Palestinians in Rafah reflect on the dramatic shift in their lives since this time last year. A new United Nations report says there are, quote, reasonable grounds to believe Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. The report, which was released on Tuesday, also recommends an immediate arms embargo on Israel. Israeli soldiers have raided several cities across the occupied West Bank. At least three people have been killed, one of them a teenager, and eight others injured in Jenin. Bulldozers destroyed roads and facilities during the raid. Several other people were wounded in operations near Nablus. The Israeli army has killed more than 450 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank since October the 7th. An Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon now has killed at least seven people. The attack hit the village of Habaria. It targeted a health center used by a Lebanese armed group. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have exchanged cross-border fire since the war on Gaza began. The search to find survivors of Tuesday's bridge collapse in the United States has been called off. Police in Baltimore say the focus has switched to finding the bodies of six people missing since the container ship crashed into the bridge. Divers are waiting until it's safe to try to recover bodies from the twisted wreckage. The Senegal's president-elect is promising a clean break from the past. Bassirou Diomaye Faye pledged to tackle corruption at all levels and govern with transparency. He is said to be the country's youngest leader following his victory in Sunday's election. Donald Trump's social media company has made its stock market debut on Wall Street. It's called the Trump Media and Technology Group, and it ended the day at nearly $60 a share, giving a market capitalization of nearly $8 billion. However, some analysts are actually not predicting a successful future if Truth Social cannot increase from its current 5 million users. Trump launched it 2 years ago after he was banned from major social platforms following the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
Coming up on The Take, will the UN Security Council ceasefire resolution have an impact in Gaza? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.